Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Cast October 27th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe at all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. It was blowout city for NFL Week 8. Only one game was won by single digits, and it was the Jets. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio sports area, Dan Madden. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. Yeah, definitely blowout city. I mean, we had mainly close games, seems like, you know, by possession. But this week, it all blew loose for sure.
Week 7 was way better. I mean, who would have thought the Dolphins beat Atlanta, Falcons? That was a surprise, but a lot going on. But let's first start with NFL blowout city, obviously. All these games, average margin of victory so far in week 8 is a whopping 18.3 points. And I can share you what were the scores. Obviously, we're going to recap the whole week 8. But looking at it, Dan, look at that. Like, yeah. First you start with the Chargers, then Houston, and then only one game lasted by single digits with the Jets over the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, it was just truly crazy. I mean, you didn't think that, you know, Houston would blow out San Francisco. You wouldn't think that the New York Jets would be putting up 39 points. Fields had a great bounce back week. I mean, he got benched and used that as motivation. I mean, just, you know, it's wild. But, yeah, a lot of blowouts in Denver. I mean, that lopsided, you would think that would have been a close game. So, truly bizarre weekend for sure.
Yeah, it makes the Giants look pretty good overall. Only 11 completed games was decided by single digits. Jets beating Bengals 39-38, went over that. Let's talk about the Browns and the Patriots. You know, coming into this game, you knew the Patriots weren't going to be that good. You knew that, you know, they had a streak going on. But what were your thoughts? Two interceptions by quarterback Gabriel. Your thoughts over this matchup?
Yeah, so you knew I was hot. I put on Instagram and TikTok, Dan the Funeral Man, my halftime thoughts and game thoughts, and I was fired up. A complete debacle from this Browns team, and Kevin Stefanski needs to be fired. Andrew Berry needs to be fired. I mean, they still can't find a good kicker. I mean, I watched a guy win $500,000 on College Game Day this week, kicking a 45-yarder. This dink and dunk stuff with Gabriel. I mean, they brought the Harlem Globetrotters out in this game. Do two trick plays on one possession to try to move the ball. It's all dink and dunk, pass 3 yards, run 1 yard, go back 3 yards. I mean, they can't throw anything down the field. He can't see past the line. And feel bad for Myles Garrett. I mean, at the end of the game, he was on the bench by himself, threw his helmet. He had 5 sacks, and they can't find a way to win this game. First half was close. I mean, a lot of missed opportunities for the Browns in that first half. It was close, but then the floodgates opened. Defense broke down, and I have a feeling they're just not trying defensively. They're tired. They're like, hey, we can't even produce any points. It's an absolute disgrace. Gabriel's not it. We'll see what happens. But Drake May, great game. And the coach, Grable, actually called out Stefanski pretty much in the presser after the game. I don't know if you saw, he said, well, once their gimmick plays ran out, we played pretty good defense. So pretty much, you know, was shedding light. Like, they don't have any offense. They have their scripted first 15 plays, some gimmicks. Once all that was done, it was all over. So he knows they'd let the wrong coach go. in Vrabel. He was in the building and they let him walk.
He was a consultant. He was in the building. Yes. He probably had his own office somewhere in the locker room.
So it's bad. It's bad.
Opportunities not taken by the Browns. Malachi Corley had more rushing yards than Quinnen Judkins. What happened with that, Dan?
Yeah, they just the Patriots are very good on the run. They statistically, I just feel that they knew they weren't going to be able to run against this team. Just couldn't get anything going there. And they just packed the box. I mean, they knew Gabriel can't throw it more than 5 yards. The one deep ball he did throw, it got picked. But Stefanski knows everything. He's the guy supposedly in 2 weeks against the Jets. He comes out and says, it's going to get real loud, real quick in Cleveland, wanting Sanders. He's got a little muscle, supposedly spasm or whatever in his back. We'll see about that. But if he's ready to go, he's got to get on the field in 1 or 2 weeks. I think Haslam will make sure of it, that they put him out there because the season's over. I mean, if you can't win this year, I mean, we're talking about the Baltimore Ravens with 2 wins, maybe winning the division. The Steelers are done. Their schedule after last, we'll get into that, but their schedule's not favorable. They're going to lose 6 games, Steelers.
You think so? Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty rash.
Yeah. No, you look at their schedule defensively, they're not very good. I see the Ravens winning the division. So if the Browns couldn't do it this year, it's tough sledding.
Yeah, we got to see what Joey Toscano says tonight at the donut bag. Joey Bag of Donuts. Yeah, you're right. The Colts, Dan, I think they're the best team in the AFC, at least.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's talk that they can actually make a Super Bowl run. I mean, it's they're that good. I mean that Pat McAfee's leading that.
Of course,
he's narrative, but for them, But I mean, they're good and they're the real deal. That's for sure.
Probably the best two teams. I know the Colts, then the Chiefs, and the NFC. I mean, the first team I think of is the Eagles. Would you say the Eagles or someone else?
No, I would say the Eagles. I mean, especially if, Hurst is throwing the ball a little bit more. He's getting better as the season goes on. And I would make them the favorites for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll Detroit, I think, would be a close second. They're kind of clicking.
I'm not convinced with Detroit. I'm really not. They might have a good regular season, but I don't think they'll go deep in the post. It's just my opinion. I just see it. I just feel in my gut. It's like they're not going to make the Super Bowl. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah.
So NBA gambling issue last week. It was during the week. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and 30 other people from the NBA were charged for a sports gambling ring involving the mafia cartel going on and four crime families involved. Then I was surprised. Actually, not surprised, because looking back, NBA has had some history with gambling issues.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's only the beginning. I think there's going to be a lot more people involved in this as this investigation happens. Totally unfortunate with the what happened here for the respect of games. But when they open up all this gambling, I mean, I think this is going to infiltrate and is infiltrating in other sports. I mean, you look at the NFL.
Think NFL's involved?
Questionable. Yeah. And I think I do. I do. A lot of these questionable calls and you can't tell me that these refs, don't have family members or that are going to bet on games and they're,
because NBA refs have gotten in trouble. They have not gotten in trouble within this investigation yet, but refs have been involved in the past.
And it just doesn't make any sense. All these people are multimillionaires. They don't need any more money. I don't understand why they want to, you look at what happened with the Guardians this year. I mean, those pitchers, Ortiz and Clase, are never going to play again because the evidence is that bad. And they're multimillionaires, and it's like, why? Why are we doing this? But you think about it, they're multimillionaires, but their friends aren't. And if the friends infiltrate, their family, like, hey, I'm going to bet here, and then you get a kick out of it, I mean, that could be what happens too. Like Rozier, I mean, he blew out a game. He said, I'm going to pull myself out of the game, bet on the under, and they sent $200,000 to his house, and him and his friends were counting it at his house. Like, do you not think you're going to get caught? And the NBA knew about this when it happened, and their name is mud. I mean, they got some explaining to too. I mean, they knew about this right then because they got tipped off on it then, and they didn't do anything about it. So a lot's got to happen here, but I think it's only the beginning.
According to Adam Silver, he was surprised. You know, interesting enough, I've seen the NFL clamping down this past weekend after that incident. They're clamping down the Ravens, where they had an incident with Lamar Jackson. He's in the IR, but then he wasn't on Friday. Then they put him back, and they're gonna, I think they're gonna find the Ravens.
They're gonna get
fined. Harbaugh said, look, this is an accident, sorry about that.
Right. Well, I mean, it affected the betting line for sure. I mean, there's a big difference there if he's playing or not playing. So, yeah, mistake or not, I mean, something's going to happen there.
I don't know how it is in Ohio, but sports gambling is legal. We can only use one app. Is from the Seminole Indians. I'm not sure how it is in Ohio. Gambling rules over there?
You know, I don't gamble at all. I mean, I'll play a slot here. I'm not real familiar with all these apps and FanDuel. I'm the wrong person to ask in that.
Right, I got you. Yeah, because each state has their own rules. So
right
here in Florida, I think to be honest, I don't think FanDuel's allowed here or the other one, DraftKings. So, but yeah, you know, something.
I believe both of them are in Ohio because I have friends that use them. So,
and then you probably see a lot of commercials of them. So, yeah, we'll see what happens going on. This is going to be huge. It's just the beginning. So, which, you know, going back to the beginning of the segment, the gambling's going on since Michael Jordan when he gambled. Back in the early 90s. And then before that, back in the 60s, there was a story about one player that did it easily. So this is nothing new with the NBA. Right. NFL, I honestly had not heard much noise unless Roger Goodell, you know, keeps it down. But NBA has a history with that. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen. It happened during opening week, Dan, of all weeks.
Worst time for sure for the NBA and Adam Silver. I mean, he's playing damage control right now.
He's surprised.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get started with the recap because. All right. Let's go. The Ravens. Ravens won with Snoop Huntley. An impressive win. Dan, Lamar's not back, maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, but your thoughts over this matchup.
Actually, I heard the latest report that there's a possibility he could be back this week against the Dolphins. So we'll see if they put him out there. I mean, they got to be pretty cautious with him, especially they got a chance to win the division. But Snoop Huntley, I mean, another one. The Browns let sneak away. I mean, putting up these points against the Chicago Bears, you know, something with Williams. I mean, I'm not completely sold on him. I think once the scripted plays run out and you're talking the second, third, and fourth quarter, I mean, he's just doesn't impress me. I said when he got out, I thought he could be possibly a bust. He's not living up to the hype. He has his flashes, but it's definitely not what we thought.
You don't think head coach Ben Johnson's kind of tweaked him a little bit this season, or?
I don't know. I mean, it's a disappointment this so far with a new coach. You know, he still's got time to turn around, but I think he's got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. Let's go to Atlanta Falcons. I didn't see this coming. Started Kirk Cousins over Tua Tagovailoa in my fantasy league. Miami rebalanced its offense, committing to the run, 113 yards. And spreading four touchdown passes from Tua among four receivers. The defense completely shut down Bijan Robinson. And, of course, Kirk Cousins started over Michael Penix since he was injured. Wide receiver Drake London was also out. But this was quite surprising after Atlanta beat Carolina a week ago.
Yeah, no, definitely probably one of the surprises for the week. And didn't see it coming. I mean, we were talking about McDaniel getting fired here last week after the Browns debacle. Great rebound by Tua. I mean, he had an awful game against the Browns. Conditions probably had something to do with it too, but good bounce back game for the Dolphins.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Mike McDaniel has some life, but the owner really likes him, so probably keep him until the end of the season at worst. Let's go to Cincinnati. Under fire from ownership, Justin Fields silenced critics with 244 passing yards, no sacks, and a poised game-winning drive capped by Breece Hall trick play touchdown pass. The Jets beat the Bengals 39-38.
You know, I didn't see this shootout coming for sure. I mean, what a bounce back game, you know, by Fields. I mean, called out by the owner. I mean, he could have put his head between his legs and just, you know, came out, you know, discouraged or whatnot. But the best way to show him up is to have a performance like this. And he did that. Big surprise. I mean, I didn't see this coming. Bengals are in trouble. I mean, this was a game that they had to win. And now tough sledding right now.
We'll check on the standings where the Bengals stand and the Browns. Let's go to Carolina. Buffalo Bills lost two in a row, but James Cook bounced back for the Bills, ran for a career high 216 yards, Dan, and two touchdowns. Josh Allen accounted for three scores, and the Bills returned from their bye with a resounding 49 win over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Yeah, with Stroud not playing, I mean, that game was destined not to be close. But if Josh Allen could get this running game going like this, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat for sure, taking the pressure off of him. So that's big time.
The Texans are coming back like the Kansas City Chiefs. C.J. Stroud was sharp, throwing for 318 yards and two touchdowns behind excellent pass protection. The Texans controlled the game from start to finish. The Niners are dealing with injuries to their defensive line, and poor tackling doomed them. Head coach Kyle Shanahan admitted the team was kicked around and must regroup quickly before the trade deadline.
Yeah, Stroud, I mean, he has kind of had an up-and-down year so far. You know, I mean, if he could just get some consistency and continue to play like this, they're going to be at a good spot come the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, the 49ers, it just seems like every year they just have injuries. I mean, is it just me? I mean, it's just constantly. Maybe they need a new strength and conditioning coach or something.
100%. I mean, think it's that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, every year.
I don't know what it is. 100%. The whole strengthening and conditioning coach is very key. Very key. Let's go to this game we talked about earlier. Drake May strengthened his MVP case, as Dan agree, with three touchdown passes in the third quarter, totaling 221 passing yards and 50 rushing yards. Drake May, despite Myles Garrett, five sacks, Dan, New England's offense exploded after halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. Drake makes the real deal. You're definitely in the running for the MVP. But, yeah, this was a complete debacle for the Browns. I mean, they were hanging around at half and just it all came undone. Not sold on Dylan Gabriel. Definitely not a franchise quarterback, maybe a glorified backup. Definitely shouldn't have been picked in the draft where he was. But the coach is staying with him for now. He just cannot make any plays down the field. Defensive know this. They're stacking the box and couldn't get any running game going. Still doesn't have a kicker. I mean, we're just struggling every facet, every position, except Myles Garrett position, five sacks. And he was very disgruntled after the game. He discouraged, had five sacks, and the team can't get it done. Got a bye week to regroup. We'll see what happens. There's going to be calls for Sanders. I know that here in Cleveland, if he's healthy, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Garrett set a franchise record with sacks, but couldn't carry that offense. Dylan Gabriel struggled again with two interceptions. We'll see what happens. A bye week, you have a lot of questions, maybe some answers. Let's go to the rematch of the Giants and Eagles. Saquon Barkley looked like his old self with over 100 rushing yards and a 65-yard run before exiting with a groin injury. Backup Tank Bigsby added 104 yards as Philadelphia dominated on the ground. The Giants' defense was overwhelmed, giving up over 200 rushing yards. The Eagles' offensive line and run game variety were too much to handle from start to finish. And Cam Scatabo got injured, out for the season.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Gruesome injury there. Didn't look good. And it's sad to see that. I mean, he was having a great year, a good 1-2 combo with him and Dart. So unfortunate, you know, a lot of injuries, you know, Neighbors out for the year. It's going to be tough for the Giants here with not having these explosive weapons moving forward. But Eagles look good. Barkley running the ball hard, looking like he typically did. And hopefully this injury isn't lingering and he'll be back soon.
You got Tyrone Tracy coming in for the running back. Let's go to Denver. This game was a blowout, another blowout. Sean Payton's offense finally clicked, scored on 5 of 8 possessions. Bo Nix staying through for 4 touchdown passes in the run game. Harvey and the J.K. Dobbins dominated. Denver's defense lost star cornerback Pat Surtain to injury. Dak Prescott was intercepted twice, and the defense gave up 40-plus points for the first time this season. The Cowboys' secondary, depleted by injuries, was exposed as Nix shredded their zone coverages. The Cowboys have now lost 8 straight to Denver.
Yeah, no, we're seeing the Dak we usually see in December, you know, with the picks. But, you know, Nix is the real deal. I mean, he just keeps getting better and better. Started a year off a little slow, thinking that we were going to see a sophomore slump, but he rebounded nicely. I mean, 4 touchdowns, got good weapons around him. So, yeah, the Denver's looking good.
Denver's a candidate. I would put him there.
I would absolutely.
The Colts are definitely a candidate, Dan. Jonathan Taylor quoted for 150 yard rushing yards. He's also an MVP candidate. And 3 total touchdowns, including an 80-yard run that broke the game open. Quarterback Jones was efficient with 272 yards and 3 touchdowns. Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward struggled under pressure and was visibly frustrated after a 4th down punt decision before Taylor's wrong run. The Titans offense remains stagnant and lacking playmakers, but the Colts are the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, very impressive. Taylor, very impressive. Typically the MVP, the last 12 MVPs have won by a quarterback. It's become like the quarterback award, but this is one time that I think there's a case that he could do it. Quarterbacks this year just aren't going crazy. I mean, they're okay, but if he continues producing like this, I mean, he's got a shot to win it. Colts look great. And definitely a contender for sure.
Spencer Rattler is finally benched for rookie Tyler Shuck after 2 early turnovers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense sputtered again, but the defense dominated, forcing 4 turnovers and scoring a defensive touchdown. Baker Mayfield was inconsistent but efficient enough to lead the Buccaneers to 6-2. The Saints offense looked lifeless, and they fell to 1-7 as a team evaluates its quarterbacks moving forward. The Bucs took care of business in New Orleans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, New Orleans is becoming somewhat like the Browns, where you're constantly looking for a quarterback. I mean, they just haven't been able to find that guy through the draft or elsewhere. So I understand their pain. But Tampa, you know, Baker didn't have a completely good day, but did enough to get the win here. He's going to have to bounce back here moving forward for sure.
The Rodgers Bowl, Jordan Love delivered his best performance yet, Dan, completing 29 of 37 passes for 360 yards and 3 touchdowns, including 2 to tight end Tucker Kraft, who had a monster night with 143 yards and 128 yards after the catch. The Packers' offense looked like vintage Green Bay, aided by Christian Watson's return. The Steelers' Aaron Rodgers struggled behind a shaky offensive line, while penalties and drops stalled drives. Pittsburgh's defense couldn't stop Kraft, and frustration boiled over postgame, with Cam Hayward calling out the team's lack of anger.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I live pretty close to Pittsburgh. Where I live is about an hour and 15 minutes from Cleveland, about an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh, and the fans are not happy. We got a lot of Steelers fans here, and a lot of them are calling for Tomlin to be fired. I mean, that's how bad this is. They think that he does not have it anymore. The offense is not good. I mean, Rodgers puts a little lipstick on a pig for right now, but it's just not moving. The defense is awful, and it's just not what this people want this team to be in the modern NFL era. They want something different, a fresher, maybe younger face look in Pittsburgh. And it's not getting any better. I mentioned earlier, I mean, their schedule is going to get brutal coming up here. And if they can't figure it out, I mean, punts and field goals just aren't going to cut it. And if their defense is going to give up this many points, I mean, they could be looking at another five or six losses here to end the year.
Dan said it 100%. I've been calling for Mike Tomlin's job for a while, maybe for the past 8 years. I think he just lost ideas. He's trying to make the playoffs be like, you know, just go there and just, you know, go to playoffs and be like, do like the bare minimum. And like, dude, you got to win the Super Bowl. So you got to make it to the AFC Championship game at least. But I don't know. I've been saying that for a while, but we'll see what happens. We got two. We got one more game tonight. Commanders 3-4 at the Chiefs 4-3. There is no Jaden Daniels tonight. And the Chiefs are pretty hot. Who do you have tonight? Commanders at the Chiefs in Kansas City. Might be getting a little chilly tonight.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I think we're going to see another blowout here. You stick with the theme.
Marcus Mariota's playing, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't think he's Jaden Daniels, but who knows? I mean, maybe he can muster something up, but I think the Chiefs are going to win by a couple touchdowns tonight.
Yeah, quite something. I do have the Chiefs. Rashee Rice looked great last week, so we'll probably continue on, of course, with Worthy. So we'll see what happens. Cavs at Pistons. How are the Cavs doing so far in the first week of the NBA?
So they look pretty good. They're a little banged up. Darius Garland is not playing. Struce is out, but they got Ball on a trade. He's getting a lot of minutes. He looks good. You know, they're 2-3 right now. So yeah, they look strong. Mobley looks like he put on some weight and got a little more comfortable around the basket with some hook shots. So yeah, no, they're definitely, if this is the year for them. I mean, if they can't do this to get to the finals this year, Boston hurt, Indiana hurt, they're out of the picture. So it's
all you have to worry about is New York.
Yeah, that's it. It's New York and Cleveland. We'll see what happens there.
And maybe Detroit. I know Detroit is on the rise a little bit, so we'll find out. World Series is 1-1. Dan tied 1-1. The series heads to Los Angeles. Blue Jays at Dodgers. Blue Jays look good. I think they're going to be a struggle for the Dodgers. But your thoughts over game 3 tonight?
Yeah, no, it's a fun series. I mean, the Blue Jays are hanging around, you know, but I think the Dodgers' bats are just going to be a little too much for them. I don't think they're going to be going down back to Toronto. I think the Dodgers are going to get it done at home the next couple games. Just the payroll, I mean, you just can't compete. I'd like to see it to happen, the underdog story. For sure, but I don't think it's going to.
Are you looking at this World Series as Canada versus USA type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. And actually, it's actually like the Guardians leftovers. There's like four players on the Blue Jays that play for they used to play for Cleveland. So
now they play for the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
cool. Not it's for the Cleveland Dodgers. Dodgers. North. Yeah, exactly. Quite something. Well, there you have it. NBA trade headline is in a few weeks. Do you expect anything? Browns have done a lot of trades this season, I've noticed.
Yeah, no, they definitely have. I have heard rumors that they're shopping their running back from last year. No. His name escapes me at the moment, but yeah, they're running back from last year that did pretty good. They're trying to shop him because I think they like obviously Junkins and they like Sampson. So I think they're trying to get a trade partner for the other back.
Quite something. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I know Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jaguars. He wants to put himself in the trading block. So we'll see what happens. The Cowboys, they need a defense. But according to Jerry Jones, they do not need more defensive players. So we'll see what happens. And also want to acknowledge RIP Nick Mangold, who played for the New York Jets. He died this past weekend. He was only 41 years old, Dan.
Yeah, truly, truly sad. Way too young for sure. I see it every day in my business. But you know, when people die this young, it's definitely heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, the New York Jets dedicated their win towards them. Probably, I think it was motivation.
Absolutely.
To beat the Bengals. Well, Dan, what is the best way to reach you online? To see your TikTok, to hear your rants on the Browns.
Yeah, so you can find me on TikTok, mainly Dan the Funeral Man. I've been up in my Browns monologues here recently. You can find me on X, Danimal2478.
Yeah, Dan comes from the heart. Do the Browns fans listen to the organization? I think they do. We'll see what happens with Stefanski. Can he turn things around? Two-time coach of the year, maybe. Yeah. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and on Threads, also Instagram. Also go to our website, thesportscast.net. We also wrote an article about the past history of NBA gambling. This is nothing new. So we'll see what happens in the future. And of course, we'll be live tweeting tonight, tonight's game, of course, with the Chiefs and the Commanders. Should be a blowout, but we'll, you know, Kansas City's peaking at the right time, I think.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what happens. Well, Dan, how the leaves are they changing colors right now?
Oh yeah, changing colors for sure, and falling for sure. A lot of gotta get them all together and have my kids jump in them next week or so.
Enjoy it while it lasts, Dan. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Later.
And this was your update.